father of mine. Tell me, where have you been? You know, I just close my eyes.
Hello. Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. How about you, son?
Never better. Sorry I didn't call you yesterday.
Well, that'll cost you.
Oh, it's...
hey, hold on a minute.
Yeah, yeah.
Huh? Okay, we had to put phone on our speaker.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. All right.
Anyway, I'm sorry I delayed you.
No. It's fine. Everybody is so glad that you are with us.
Well, thank you, Jesus.
I made it seem like you were dying. That was a stupid thing to say. You know what I meant.
I know what you meant. You're all right.
So yeah, Dad, it's been hot as hell. You've been going outside.
No, I have not been outside. The air conditioner is going crazy. And I think altogether I spent maybe 40 minutes outside yesterday.
That's pretty good. It's better than Diana's brother. The guy just sits in the house all day watching TV.
Oh, that's hard on him.
Yeah, you know. But all right. Well, welcome in to you guys. Everybody loves you and so glad that you are here.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much, honey.
I have a question for you. Looks like one of the listeners I don't even know how to pronounce his name. I think it's I'll just say Ron. It says Ron had to get stitches this morning, but when it's time to get the stitches out next Friday, Ron wants to know, do you think he should go in and get them removed, or can he take them out himself? So it's stitches in his fingertip, which you know very well. He injured himself somehow. So he's got stitches in his finger, and he's such a knucklehead. He's dumb enough to think that he can take the stitches out himself. What do you think about that?
I think it's a very foolish choice to make it. You need a medical people to take care of that. I don't know if it's the reason he wants to do that is because of cost or something, but whoever had the surgery done can do that for probably very minimal cost.
Yeah.
Or none at all.
I'm sure it's part of it. You know, I don't understand.
Don't do that. You can't fool around with the human body.
Yeah, well, the thing is, I know who this guy is, and he's kind of like a simpleton, and he's made that clear before in some of the other things he said online, and it's like, why would you risk damaging the finger, and actually cutting it open again with that
more further damage? That's not good.
Yeah, I don't understand why people are so foolish sometimes. I mean, you know, I want a doctor to work on my finger. I want a mechanic to work on my car. You know, if I don't know how to do it, unless I'm an expert, then I'm not going to do it. I don't understand why people think that they can do what doctors do.
Are you sure this isn't Aram doing that?
No, Aram was not that dumb. Aram would not do that. Aram is one of the brighter listeners, actually.
Oh, I really appreciate him.
Yes.
I really like that. And if he had done that or planning on doing that, I'd really have to get a little rough with him.
Yeah, you don't want Aram to do that.
No, because he's a friend of mine. I don't want to see any more damage coming.
No. Have the doctors do it. So much easier. Have them take care of you. Because
absolutely.
Yeah.
You are, whoever this person is, don't fool around with your body. Let a physician take care of the thing that they have to do. Not you. You're not a doctor.
All right. That's note number one. Quote, don't fool around with your body.
That's right.
All right. Off and running on another amazing edition of Dear Meathead. A number of other people have sent questions along. Maureen asks, how you like your steak cooked?
Well, I would like my steak to be cooked like medium well, or, you know, I don't want it raw. I'm not a raw meat eater. But I wanted raw meat in a different way.
Wait a minute. Did you just say you're not a raw meat eater?
Oh, yeah. You know, the hamburger?
Yeah.
And years ago, in the country that I come from, they take that and then grind it several times.
Yeah.
Raw meat.
Right, right. Well, then you are a raw meat eater.
Yeah, I will eat that. I definitely will. I love that.
So wait a minute. In the last 30 seconds, you said, I want my meat cooked. I'm not a raw meat eater. And then in the next...
This kind of meat that we do, it's a lamb meat.
Oh, okay. All right, so...
And we used to... My mom used to make it when we had company. Okay. For the company.
I have to try it.
Kibbe and I eat.
I guess Kibbe, yes, of course. Now, but when it comes to a steak, you want that thing cooked.
No, that's right. A steak, all right. I cannot chew the hell out of it and lose my teeth on it.
Right.
And still not be able to swallow it. No, the steak, I want them cooked.
Now, Maureen here says she has hers cooked well and she puts ketchup on it. That sounds ridiculous to me.
Well, maybe it does that to you, but she likes that.
Yeah.
You know?
To each their own. She also adds that she loves you and Joanne, so that's very, very nice.
Likewise.
Aram is weighing in. He has some questions. He has a question for you. It said, Reuben, it's been very, very hot. Do you have any tricks to stay cool when you don't have air conditioning?
Oh, boy. That's a bad thing, really. Yeah, get a big, your container of water and soak your body in it outside, not in the house.
So just get a tub, fill it with water.
A tub, cold water.
Yeah. There's also something known as a bathtub.
Well, if bathtubs are not available really to everybody. I mean, we don't have one in here.
We do, too.
We do? We got a bathtub?
Yeah.
I never knew that. Oh, we take a shower? That's right. Well, sorry, I screw up.
All right, so no big deal. Everybody.
No, that's a good idea, though. Get a big tub of water and sit in it.
Okay, tub of water, sit in it. So two things. Get a tub of water, sit in it, and you just were informed that you have a bathtub.
Yes.
All right.
What can I say?
It's hey, Nate, you know, it's fine. It is so, I love the fact. The reason why you don't realize that is because you're so in love with Joanne. That's all.
That I am.
All right.
That I am. I want the whole world to know that.
Let's see. Brandis says, my dog has some medical issues and it's getting expensive. I'm not 100% sure what the problem is, but she's concerned about if the cost of the care is more than she can afford. And then she writes, my vet will not take payments, and I can only afford so much. She says, I am beside myself, and I need some wise words. Now, before you get to that, Dad, let me jump into this. Brandis, you need to look up care credit. That is a line of credit specifically for any type of procedures like this. I've used this myself, and that will allow them, the vet, to get paid. I'm surprised they didn't recommend that. And then you can then pay care credit that way. It's basically a credit card for this type of thing. But anyway, Dad, what do you think? She's got an expensive issue with the pet, and she's afraid she might have to make some tough decisions. Do you have any wise words for Brandis, the tree hugger?
Well, first of all, he's asking for an opinion from the wrong guy, because I am a dog lover from way before there were dogs. Anything that happens to my dog, I will spend all the money I can to repair them, bring them to help. In fact, I recall one time we lived in Warren. For four nights I slept downstairs in the basement floor, laying next to my dog. because the dog was injured so badly. And we had it to the vet, and it did whatever it did.
Uh-huh.
I just slept next to that dog.
Was that when Queenie killed the porcupine?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's that was up north.
Well, wherever it was.
Yep. That was like
something in the trailer, Joanne says.
Yep. That was a different injury.
He walked into. No. This was at home.
Oh, okay. It's a different thing.
It ran next. We used to have our trailer that we hauled snowmobiles and stuff like that in there.
Yeah, it got injured.
And it ripped their side right off.
Damn it.
And it caught the corner of it. It was like razor sharp metal.
All right. So you would recommend doing whatever you want to do it.
I would spend whatever I could to bring that dog to help.
So if she has to sell her body and prostitute herself, she should do it to save the dog's life.
Absolutely. You're carrying it to the limit now, but that's all right.
All right.
Yeah, I would do all of those things to take
care
of my dog.
I would do that too.
The reason is the dog will do anything in a healthy world.
Oh yeah.
To take care of you under any circumstance.
The dog will do anything in the healthy world. You're right.
Yeah, well, some people don't care about the dog.
Right. I'm just backing up here, making sure I got this right. Dog lovers since before dogs existed.
Yes.
And you must do whatever to repair the dog.
Yes.
Gotcha. Okay. Hey, friends, it's your old pal EZ with my latest and greatest marketing partner, Mint Mobile. I know a lot of you have been through the ringer when it comes to costs with big wireless. As you know, what you see is never what you get. You ever have that happen where you get in there and you're like, okay, they're like, you're going to get this, this, and this, and this, and then you pay us this. And you go, oh, yeah. And then, like, you get the bill and you're like, what the hell just happened? It's like bait and switch. And then you call in and you realize that you're screwed. So you're like, oh, my God, I might as well just keep overpaying for this. Never again. Enter Mint Mobile. You never have to worry about the gotchas ever again. When Mint Mobile says $15 a month, when you purchase a 3-month plan, they mean it. I've done this. You should too. Say bye-bye to the overpriced wireless plans, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages. Mint Mobile is here to the rescue with premium wireless plans starting at $15 a month. My God! To get this new customer offer and your new 3-month premium wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/Zane. mintmobile.com/Zane. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month and give the other guys the big heave-ho. mintmobile.com/Zane. All right, fine print time. $45 upfront payment required. That's equivalent to the $15 a month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speeds slower above 40 gigs on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details. So there you go.
That's pretty good analogy.
No. I think it's all. I'm just kind of like, covering it in a more thorough way and kind of backtracking. Stevie writes, "Dear Ruben, it's been very hot this week. Could you share?" I guess we've already covered this. We've already covered this one. So Stevie, that's similar to the other question we had. But thank you very much, regardless, for sending it along. Dear Chris writes, "Dear Meathead, thank you for your time each week. This is one of my favorite things each and every week, giving such great advice, and Joanne is absolutely fantastic. Anyway, I've come to you in the past for soccer questions, and I was hoping you could help me out once again."
Oh, sure.
Chris writes, "I'm taking on a new team. Okay, they're 13-year-olds. What do I say to get them excited for the big season?"
And I repeat that.
He's got a bunch of 13-year-olds he's going to be coaching. He wants to know what to tell them to get excited. He said that he told them how you would use a safety pin to stab people.
Not stab, it just pricked them. You should
wake
them up.
And they loved that, so maybe some of them will try it. He said,
no, don't try it.
Okay.
Because you don't know how to do it, and if you get caught, you can be easily punished or thrown off the team.
Right. Okay, so
don't listen to some of the stuff that I say.
Okay, don't say it's do as I say, not as I do.
The world that I played soccer in was totally different than the world that it is in America.
Right. It was a third world country, and it was
that's right. And nobody was paying attention to all the extra activities that you do on the field.
Yeah. Yeah,
you say, shut up and play the game.
Right. I mean, back nowadays, everybody smiles. Back then in Iran.
Oh, they don't smile. Now they kick you right off the team.
Yes, you're stabbing people on the field. It was a horrible scenario.
Yeah, I'm sorry that this thing ever got in the air.
Exactly. All right. Well, anyway, so don't do that. But Chris wants to know if you have any tips for him to tell these very impressionable young people about the upcoming soccer season. What can you? It's kind of like this is your chance to give those kids a pep talk.
Well, first of all, you have to be very dedicated to play the game. Now, for instance, I had two brothers that they would just stand there on the defensive line and exchange conversations while we're playing. You got to be serious about the game.
Right.
You got to pay attention where the ball is or whoever is carrying the ball. And you got to be playing it hard as well. You can knock them down. There's no two ways about it.
Okay, yeah, you do some of those.
Make sure that they don't know that you didn't do that purposely.
Well, I mean, there is contact. Some contact is allowed soccer.
That's absolutely right. Sometimes you're going to hit harder.
Yeah, I mean, if you're making a play on the ball and you shoulder to shoulder the guy, that is allowed. I know that much.
That is allowed.
I don't know if stabbing people is, but.
No.
Now, Dad.
That was my trick.
Now, Dad, you said two brothers. What do you mean by that? You only had one brother.
What did I say, two brothers?
I don't know. Maybe you meant teammates.
Yeah, there are two brothers.
I got it. They were brothers. Okay, I get
it. Yeah, they're brothers. And those guys are just a bunch of dummies.
All right, so you had to say.
They were on and chit-chat, and the ball just went out by them. They didn't even pay attention to it. Needless to say that they didn't last too long.
Okay, so I've got down, let's see here. Pay attention. The tips that Chris can tell the kids is say, all right, kids. Meathead said you got to pay attention and knock people down.
Yeah, you can nudge them, you know.
Yeah.
Not available to be seen, put a little bit of foot in front of his front foot leg. Let him trip over it.
Gamesmanship. I mean, if you got to do it when the ref's not looking.
The gamesmanship. Is really speed. If you got the ball, you got to be able to move left and right with the ball.
Uh-huh. So you got to
move forward without getting caught up.
Basically, work on your footwork and your drills, improve, and then.
And during the game of the soccer, you got to be very observant. Look around where your players are, and then try to get that ball. Sometimes they just kick it on the ground, and never gets in the air because they don't know how. You got to find your players' locations and kick it towards that location.
What if you got a kid on the team there's like two or three of them who are out of shape, they weigh 500 pounds, they're terrible. What do you do to those? Do you keep those kids on the sidelines and not allow them to play?
First of all, you got to tell the parents, hey, listen, this kid is really don't belong here.
Right. There's no place
so
on the.
If you want them to play soccer, have them lose 150 pounds.
Yeah, they're going to say, "Look, you're putting the cart before the horse. This kid's 500 pounds. It's going to get hurt. Take your kid home and stop giving him
no,
so much."
No, it's not going to be good to the team.
Yes, yes. Who cares about him? Just it's about the team.
Let's see. Bring him up to shape before you put him in the game.
I'm with you. Some of these parents, they, yeah, it's you and I are on the same page.
I mean, hey, you got a 150-pound kid, 12 years old. Oh, my God.
Right. If some giant kid falls on him, that kid's in trouble.
He's dead.
Right. Okay. Rob writes, "Dear Meathead, I'm looking to buy a used truck. I heard about an early 2000s model Chevy that might need some work, but might be in my price range. Do you know if those were good trucks?"
I actually believe that all the trucks that are really made in America are good trucks.
Oh, you love the American trucks.
I love American trucks.
I think you're right about that. I think they vastly outsell the imports.
And in reality, if the truck has got like 25,000 miles on it or 20,000 miles, it definitely needs a serious person to check it out, not a crook that's going to rip you off for it.
Right.
Check it out, find out what things has to be replaced because of the usage. If you've got 40,000 miles on a vehicle, for instance, hey, that thing is needing a lot of checking out.
Ah.
So if you want to save money by buying a old used vehicle like that, you've got to be so careful. But in reality, I know that it's if something is expensive and you can't afford it, but you got to make it happen that you can afford it. Pay more. Pay longer amount of months or years for it, but buy a more recent vehicle. Don't buy a used car that you don't, or truck that you don't have a clue what it's been through.
Fair enough. Fair enough. I hope that helps you, Rob. Finally, one more question from this gentleman named Kenny, who I
Kenny?
Know. Yeah, Kenny, he has... He's been through the ringer in his personal life. He is looking for his next love interest. And, he's you know, has some questions about that because he wants this to happen. He's a little bit blue. He's a little upset. And he writes, "What do you think is the best way to meet someone who is a middle-aged single guy looking for a date?" So, he's looking for a date. He wants a lady that he can spend the rest of his life with, but he doesn't know where to begin. And he's like in his mid 40s, and he's looking for a date. What advice do you have for Kenny?
Well, first of all, you gotta go to some places for fun. That are quite a few different characters of people, men, women, you know. You can't go over there and grab a guy and then start associating with them. If there's a girl, don't approach the person with the thought of, "Hey, I want you." No. You got to say, "Hi, how are you? How are you doing? How does it happen that you're here visiting or having a party with us? My name is George." You know, just a conversation.
So you just said the approach cannot be where you walk up and say, "Hey, I want you." That's a no-no.
Well, some people feel that way. Some people do it, I think.
Also, Kenny cannot go grab a guy.
Oh, no.
Okay.
I
don't think he would. I don't think he would. I think he likes ladies. Some people do like guys. But Kenny, I'm pretty sure, only likes ladies. So, all right. So he's now Kenny likes to play a lot of video games, despite the fact that he's in his mid-40s. And so do you think maybe he could go to some arcade and try to find someone like him?
Well, not a woman. Women are not into arcade games.
Oh, I know. I tried to tell them.
I think the best way is if you were try to get somebody to introduce you to someone else, a girl.
Yeah.
That's the best way to go.
Okay. All right.
Hang around the guys and says, associating or, but don't tell anybody, hey, I'm looking for a date.
Yeah, you got to play it cool,
Just look around, see if you like somebody, and you saw someone that's hitting your interest, and hey, hi, how are you doing? My name is George.
Okay.
And give them the impression that, you want a date.
Yeah, don't seem needy. You got to play it cool,
That's absolutely cool. Just like even play like hard to get.
Yes, there you go. All right. Hey, that's it. That's all I have for you. We had some great, great, great thoughts. We talked about soccer. You got to pay attention. You got to knock people down.
Yeah, I enjoy this. This is good.
Don't fool around with your body. You didn't know you had a bathtub.
Right.
You've been a dog lover since you've been dog.
All I do is stand in my tub and don't even think it's a tub.
You've been a dog lover since before dogs existed, and you got to do whatever you can to repair the dog.
Yes. In other words, get some doctor.
Yes. All right, Dad. Well, you guys are the best as always. Enjoy the conversation, and we will talk to you down the road. How does that sound?
Sounds great to me. Say hello to the family, and I'll miss you guys. I hope one of these days I get to see you again.
Oh, yeah, you will. Of course you will.
So just hang in there and say hello to the rest of the world.
Okay, love you guys.
Love you too, honey.
Okay, till then, bye-bye.
Goodbye, audience.
Goodbye, okay, bye-bye. And the cat's in the cradle and the suit.